Hey, what's going on, John?
Hey, how we doing?
Pretty good. Sorry, I was just getting out of work. I got out a little late.
Oh, you work at another job outside of the company, or it was a job for the business?
No, it's a job outside of the company. I have a full-time job.
Oh, why are you doing that? The business never really, like, took off full-time?
Not yet. There was some delays. So the way the business started, I've been wanting to get out on my own, and I had a company I used to work for, actually. I knew everybody there. They had multiple warehouses, and I was doing work for them, and then, I got an influx of work from them.
Mm.
Like a very substantial amount of work from them, because they really liked me, and because I had so many contacts for so many things.
Right.
It's basically a one-stop shop. So I started my own business. I was doing other jobs as well, but I was mostly focused on them. And it was crazy for about a year, a little over a year. The guy got fired. So I lost a lot of business from them.
Mm-hmm.
But once it slowed down, what I did is I kind of, decided to take a step back and get my finances in order, because I was not doing things the right way, come to find out.
Mm-hmm.
So I stepped back, I got my finances together, figured out how to do things the right way. So my bookkeeper's happy and my CPA's happy and I'm happy, and now that I've kind of gotten all that figured out, I've started trying to pick up the business again.
Yeah.
Once it gets to where it's enough that I can support myself, at least get close to it,
yeah,
then I'm leaving this job.
Yeah, let's get you there. We can definitely do that. I wouldn't say it's going to happen overnight, you know, I'm going to be real with you.
Right.
You know, a couple of months, we can build up a pipeline of business for you, and then you'll get the combination of, you know, reoccurring guys with the new guys coming in, and you'll build up that pipeline and get you doing this full time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, definitely grow you. Did you have a chance to look at any of the website, or examples that I sent you?
I have not. It's been a very busy day.
Okay, no worries. Well, first thing we got to do really is create the GBP, or the Google Business Profile, and get it verified, so that way the company exists as its own independent business where people can look you up and write the reviews on there. And then once that profile is verified, we'll be able to go into the back end of it, you know, attach the website and start listing you for the services you provide. You know, it's about 40-mile radius it covers, and 15 different keywords or services at a time we'll be able to list you for. So,
okay.
After that, it's just a matter of building up the reputation. Maybe if you have some old people we can message, try to get them to write a review on there and start building up your reviews. That'll really help.
Yeah, I could definitely do that. I have multiple clients that I could get reviews from. I had to do that with Angie's List as well, so.
Yeah, well, this is your own Google Business Profile.
Yeah.
You know, you leave Angie's one day, they're going to hold all that stuff hostage, you know. The Google Business Profile.
I know.
You get to keep that. So there's a section in our tracking system that I'll send over to you right now when we set this up. And then you can go in there and you can just plug in their number, and it'll shoot them a text to the Google Business Profile once we have it verified. And you can kind of map send that out to people. And all they got to do is put the star rating and type it in on their mobile device, and they'll update in real time. And then obviously, as the new guys come in, we're going to keep doing that, try to harvest the reviews as quickly as we can.
Right. Okay.
All right. So let me. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I forgot. Did you have any other questions? I'm sorry. I'm jumping the gun here.
Oh, it's all good. So I guess my questions are, and you know, I know that your job is to fill spots. So I am, and my wife is a little bit leery based off of Angie's List, and how terribly that went. So she's basically, she is part owner of my company. Mm-hmm. So she has deciding power. She is also my wife. So anyway, the point being, she's against all this stuff. She wants to wait. She wants to hold up. She wants to, she doesn't want me to get fucked over by somebody or get in a situation where I'm not getting what I think I'm getting. And, you know, it basically exactly what happened with Angie's List.
Well, I don't know if you ever checked out any of the stuff that we had sent you back in August. But I sent you like our company reviews and everything. And, you know, I had actually warned you about the Home Advisor by Angie's List stuff then. It was your idea and her idea to keep going forward with it. Or else we would have stopped that 6 months ago if you would have listened to me.
Right. Well, and it was also, it was a smaller investment, and it was a one-time investment for the moment. And the way they made it sound was, oh yeah, you can just pause everything and wait till you're ready, which has been my main issue. Is I have a full-time job, and I was in a holding pattern at the time. I was trying to get my finances together. I didn't want a bunch of jobs.
Right. They just went ahead and launched it.
Yeah, well, they launched it. They did what they do to get their first payment from me, and you know, telling me, hey, you can pause it, and it's no big deal, and da 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 da. And in reality, it is a big deal. It's a pain in the ass. It's, you know, you have to pause it. You can extend it out to a month at most, and then, you know, it just turns on, and all of a sudden you start getting a bunch of leads. And you have to pay for all of them, even though you don't want your leads on.
I know how it works.
Their app doesn't even work right now. I can't even get their app to work. It wasn't exactly how they explained it to me.
Well, yeah.
It was like,
I sent you some articles like back in August. And I think they should be in that thread. I just sent some text over too, unless it got deleted from back then. But, you know, there's the FTC versus Home Advisor, and it says right in there, you know, like, beware Home Advisor. They're cheating business owners. They're lying about the quality of the leads, the likelihood they would return it to jobs, the fact that they're sending them to multiple people. It goes on and on, you know.
Right.
A lot of people have questioned the credibility of those leads. And the thing isn't just the credibility of them. It's like, even if they are good leads, they're selling it to six other guys. So, you know, these are all things that I was trying to warn you about back in August. And a big reason why I called you back today, when we have the ability to put you back up there again. You know, the difference is like with Google, it's not like Home Advisor where you can just keep putting this on the back burner and, you know, you could sign up for it tomorrow when you're ready. You know, there has to be a spot available within your industry and area in order for us to list you on the first page as the top option. And that's the whole point of me following up with you today, is because we had these conversations already 6 months ago, and I remember talking to you about it, and you were adamant about, hey, we already paid, so I want to try it out and see what happens. I was like, get your money back. I sent you these articles, like, so you can, you know, understand what that was without having to dive too deep into it, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, the reality of it is like, you know, you could still discontinue that service. A lot of people are still getting reimbursed by filling out that form and requesting reimbursement. They try to tell you you're binded to that service or you got to pay a 30% cancellation. That's false. You know, you can report them, go through your bank. So, you know, you guys might feel like you're trapped or that you got scammed, but at the end of the day, you know, if you didn't do that, we probably wouldn't even be considering your business for the first page placement, because we probably wouldn't even know you existed had you not signed up with that service. There'd be nothing on your business. I mean, you don't have a Google business profile or anything. That's like the only thing you've done. So,
yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, is it the best for you as a long-term solution? Not at all, but if you hadn't done it, would we even be able to put you on the first page or be having conversations like this that's going to advance your business? Probably not, you know? So,
right.
It's everything's like that, you know? It's like better to loved and lost than to never have loved at all kind of thing.
Right.
You don't try, and you never get there. So it's kind of like accepting stuff.
You know, I'm totally, like, I'm okay with, honestly, I want to walk away from HomeAdvisor. I still have some money left in there for my initial investment, which, by the way, they depleted my initial investment, without me even taking one lead.
Wow.
Then I had to fight with them. I had to go through three levels of people and tell them, look, I've been telling y'all I don't want my leads on. I haven't called them back because I cannot take the leads. You know, I had to argue with them and fight with them, and I finally got them somebody, and they said, look, we'll refund everything and give you a fresh start so you can actually try the service and da-da-da-da-da. A couple more times, and I'm sure they've taken more money from me.
Yeah.
But, I still have money. Yeah, I still have money in there, though, and I'm going to end up pulling it out. And it's all residential shit. It's all shit that I don't really care too much about.
Yeah.
I'm not a residential guy. I will do residential things, but it's not good enough money, and I feel bad charging a homeowner more than $100 to do something, because I don't know, I just can't charge them because they're cheap and they always want it, you know, everything shocks them, you know, $500 shocks them. $500 is like a call charge to a commercial building, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like a common misconception too. I mean, you know, I'm a homeowner. course I'm going to tell guys that this is tough for me to afford. And, you know, aside from the United States, I don't know if you've ever been abroad, but anywhere else, they kind of negotiate any kind of services, and it's in their blood to be like, hey, you know, let me try to get the best deal and spend less money. So, you know, I've fed service providers that line of crap, but I got plenty of money. I'm fine, you know.
Yeah, right.
It's just I want to keep my money rather than spend it. So, you know, at the end of the day, you still got to sell your service and the value of your service. Even if we're making these people more aware of you. And then that's never going to change. So I wouldn't say home services is something you should neglect, but I do understand, you know, wanting to have those jobs where it's like, it's going to make sense. You know, we work with some people, they're like, I don't get out of bed unless it's this much. But, you know, the only way to really book yourself up with those kind of jobs is put yourself in a position where you get a surplus of opportunity, and then you're able to cherry pick from those opportunities. But with something like HomeAdvisor by Angie's, you know, you allot this budget and you're kind of subjected to what they send you. And it's like, either make what they send you work or you're going to end up wasting money. And so that's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's not an ideal long-term solution. With Google advertising, we'll be able to customize the campaign to only target the type of clients that you want. Customize your website so they know, you know, this is the type of client that you expect. So by the time these people call you, you know, it's not somebody wasting your time. You got a live opportunity on the other end, you know.
Right.
And this thing's working around the clock even when you're not. Like when you're working your full-time job, imagine that thing's on the first page 24/7. Everybody that would have looked for what you do today would have been able to see your business, know your business exists, maybe even look at some reviews. If we started 6 months ago, you might not even be working that full-time job anymore, you know. So
yeah.
I understand you had a bad experience there, but I'll promise you this. If you give up on it, you're never going to really hit the goal that you set out for when you first started.
Right.
You know,
that's the reality of the situation, and I understand that much. If I don't progress in some kind of way, I mean, I'm not ever, you know, if I don't ever take the plunge, or if I don't continue to push for it, I'm never going to take the plunge all the way.
Yeah, but I hear you. You know, I've definitely taken that into consideration. That's why I followed up with you first when the spot opened up. You know, I offered you a discounted pricing structure that's about half of what we normally charge for everything we're doing for you. And then I also put it on a month-to-month basis. So if you really felt like we weren't moving your business in the right direction, you know, you won't run into another home advisor situation. You can fire me. But at the end of the day, we got 20 years experience, and it's not just me that's going to be doing it or working on this thing. You know, we got a team of guys back here that's been, you know, that's our whole role with Google, is to help the business owners get set up and running.
Right. Mm-hmm. So in your services, basically what's included in your services? What would you provide me?
The most important thing is the first page placement on Google for the services that you provide. That's the most important thing. If you're not showing up at that 10-second window that people are searching on Google, like when you pull out your phone right now and you look up door services or dock services and you don't see yourself, you're missing out on 100% of those guys. That's where 90% of these people are going to pull the trigger. Even Home Advisor by Angie's List pays Google to be on the first page of the Google search results to get leads.
Right.
Yeah. That's what everybody does. So that's the most important thing. But obviously, you know, in order to get Google verified, we got to create your Google business profile first. And then you have to be Google verified in order to get on that first page. So we're going to build your Google business profile. We're going to verify it. We're going to do the optimization so you show for each individual service that you provide. We're going to build your own .com website for you and host it and have that attached to the listing on Google. And then when you have that first page placement on Google, you end up automatically a top option on Bing, Apple Safari, and Amazon Alexa voice search results, because they all pull from the Google top local guys for their recommendations. So if they're searching on any of those platforms, you're there too. So it's like you got a 24/7 sales rep making sure that if anybody's out there looking for what you do, they're going to be able to see you as a top option and have your number, see your reviews, see your website, be able to contact you from there.
So it's like a question I have in this is, let's say I do end up going, you know what, I really don't like this or whatever, and I decide, you know, here in 2 or 3 months, I'm done with this, I don't want to do this anymore. What happens to everything you guys have built for me?
It's still there. We just stopped doing the optimization so they don't see you on the first page anymore. That's really what you're paying for at the end of the day. The other things are just tools that we're providing to you just to make sure that you're successful with the placement. But we don't go and delete those tools or those credibility factors. They'll still be able to look you up, see your reviews and everything.
Gotcha. So I would, so basically I would take over management of all of my website and my domain and everything you guys set up for me. I would take over management. I would no longer be on first page, and I would have to pay whatever fees are associated with those things or cancel them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. And if that works,
offers too. Like if you guys just want us to host the website but don't want to do the advertising, I mean, nobody's on the first page that doesn't want to be there. It's a month to month, so they don't want to be there.
Right.
Pretty fast. Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to know what worst case scenario is.
I would send all this to you in writing right now too. You know, we're professional business. Like, you get a full service agreement in writing that documents everything we're doing for you for the price. It'll also have the cancellation outlined in black and white there for you, and billing date, discounted pricing structure, everything. And you sign off on it.
Gotcha.
You'll always have that on file, yeah. And then obviously you're going to always need to, so you can write it off and get it back that way as a business expense.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're starting with most important thing, getting me top on Google. What are the next things?
Well, so in order to get it set up, right, I would create your account and we'll secure the position, and then they're going to send you automatically, while I have you on the line, the outline of the agreement in writing. There's a Google verification form. So it's a form you got to fill out. It's Google literally asking for business information just so they can make sure you're a legitimate business. And then that's what's going to put the little badge and check mark there on your Google business profile, tells the customer, Google verified, lets them know Google's already looked into you, you know, and they can go ahead and hire you.
Right.
So you fill out that form, and then we'll do a client interview tomorrow at a scheduled time. And in the client interview, they're going to go over, like, all the services you provide, the service area you cover, just to help us customize the campaign. And obviously, we'll get the domain name, get started on your website. So from you, it would take like 2 to 3 minutes really to create the account right now and secure that spot. But then tomorrow we need like 30 to 45 minutes just to do the interview. And then they're also going to send this pin in the mail. It takes like 3 to 5 days to get to that 1418 West Pipeline Road, if you're still there. And then there's a little 5-digit number we get off the back of it from you when that postcard comes in. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there. But that's it. I mean, we walk you through all of it. Zach, like I got guys that are like 80 years old, had a roofing company for 40 years, and it's like, you know, they don't know how to use a computer, but we get them clients consistently. They just answer their phone and make sure their guys do a good job.
Right, right. So another question I have about this is, let's say, I mean, obviously I can cherry pick things. It's my business. But,
yeah. You recommend it.
Right. But there's a limit, right? So if I'm not taking any jobs ever.
You're not going to be making money, and then you're going to go, why am I paying these guys every month? So obviously we want you to take jobs, right? We want you to
have
your phone. But what we don't want you to do is feel obligated, like every single person that calls me, I need to service them, or I'm going to get a bad review, or somebody's going to be upset, you know? At the end of the day, you're paying for the service to generate the leads. You can do with the leads as you please, you know. We're not charging you per lead or click or call. So if somebody calls you and it's like a $50 job and you're like, it's residential, I don't want to take those anyway. I mean, you wouldn't get them based on what you told me and how we'd set up the campaign. But just as an example, we're not going to be like, hey, why didn't you take that client, you know. But if you're not answering your phone for 3-4 weeks, I'd probably be like, Jack, what's going on, you know.
Well, and I don't want to harm my business before it even gets off the ground either.
We have review monitoring for that, though. You don't have to worry about people writing bad reviews that aren't even clients of yours. That's a huge benefit, too, is like the tracking system and the app that you have, the one I was telling you where you could request reviews. It'll actually have in there like a pipeline of everybody that's contacted you and that you've worked with. And so we could see if it's just somebody like trying to spam you from the same IP address, write a bad review, or it wasn't actually a client of yours, you know, and we could dispute those and actually have them removed. That way we protect our client's reputation. It's in our best interest for you to have a 5-star rating anyway, you know, that's just going to keep the clients coming in.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Hold on just a second. I just got home, so I'm trying to get in the door. You're probably going to hear some dogs barking.
No worries.
Damn it.
I actually got to go to a Bizla funeral on Friday after work.
And what?
It's a Bizla. One of my buddies, his dog, same as Opie, he had him for 12 years. And the dog had cancer for like the past year. He had been chemo and everything, just trying to keep him alive, you know. And he was kind of like everybody's dog. He used to bring the dog to the golf course with us and like play, you know. He's like one of the buddies. But he died like pretty suddenly. So this guy's like rich. He's like going to have a funeral for his dog and like kind of stupid.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've never even heard of anybody doing that. But
yeah. Yeah, he had the dog for a long time. He used to be one of the managers here years ago. And then he started a company called Fresh Farms. It's like an e-liquid. And then he IPO'd it and sold it for $14 million. And then he started 3 other ones after he sold that brand. So he's just been kind of living good. But, yeah, he became my buddy through here. And then the dog was like a puppy when he was working here. He got it new. So it's like I actually knew the dog its whole life.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just kind of sad. I love dogs, but I don't know about going to a dog funeral. I feel like it's kind of dramatic, but I'm going to support him because it's my buddy. I know he's like kind of heartbroken.
Yeah. It's more for being there for him than for the dog, you know?
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, he just, his daughter was just born in September too. So I'm like, you got like a 5-6 month old kid. Like, you know, I don't know why you're so worried about this dang dog, but all
right. Right.
Send him off. Right. Then I'll try to drag him to the golf course on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I'm in the house, and hopefully the dog will chill for a minute. All right. So where were we? We were talking about
just the setup process and what to expect. You know, like I was saying earlier, it's like we walk you through it though. So it's like if there's portions of the setup process that you're missing, like for example, I'll schedule the client interview. They'll call you like 3-4 times in a row. Leave a message. Make sure we get you to the client interview. We'll make sure we get you Google verified. Because at the end of the day, like our relationship with Google is establishing a business relationship with these business owners that run the ads, and make sure it's working for you guys. So that way you keep coming back. And then Google has like these reoccurring pipelines of revenue with these business owners that, you know, there's thousands of them that are paying to be on the first page of Google reoccurring every month. That's how they make all their money. It's about 80% of Google's income. Yeah. So we don't expect you to really hop on a computer or do anything fancy, other than really take care of the clients so that way the reviews come back good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all the things we'll need from you, right? We'll walk you through it.
Right. So so you'll have to get me a .com website and what about business cards, things like that? Is that something that's part of this, or that?
No, we don't do business cards. But your Google business profile is basically going to act as like a digital business card. Like people will literally be able to just pull up their phone and say, "Look up Zach Services," and then you have your own Google business profile, your number, your reviews, your website will all be right there for them. So, this is what made business cards irrelevant because, you know, usually when people are at the moment they need the service, they forget the business cards even in their wallet. They usually just pull out their phone and look up.
Right.
Start looking for somebody to help them. So.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. I know that in my industry, people love handing out business cards still, but it's honestly a really good way for us to get business is just door to door stuff, but.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I mean, I won't say it's completely dead. It's just a hard thing to track. Like, you know, somebody can question like, "Hey, I spent $2,000 on business cards, but what did I make off of it?" It's like, you don't really know unless you make sure you ask every single person like, "Hey, how did you find me?" Or, you know, with the Google Analytics and the tracking system we have, we're able to actually track, like if somebody's on their phone, they typed in a service you provide and then they call you through that click to call feature, like the little phone icon there on your Google business profile. And then you have like the recording of the conversation too in there. So it's like we're able to actually tangibly show you like, "Hey, you spent $199 a month with us or $299, whichever package you select. But, you know, here's all the clients that you generated from that investment." And that's probably our number one retention tool and why we're able to offer this month to month to business owners is because we could sit down with you, log into that tracking system and actually show you what we're bringing in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I've had conversations with clients who are like, "Let's just start small." And then after a couple weeks, I see on their tracking system, this guy's got like 6 conversions. Each deck he built was like $20,000 each. You know, I'm like, "Okay, now we have $120,000. You know, you want to put a little more into this or do like a year package or do Google Ads? We can cover more ground." You know, this would be like the starting point for you. So that's what I was saying is that we could definitely grow you from your infancy of, "Hey, I'm not even a full-time business," to not only being a full-time business, but maybe even going small to medium to however big you really want to get this thing. We can make sure the business has the exposure that it needs to accommodate you and generate that type of traffic. That Google Analytics lets us see things going back like 10 years. So we're not really playing the guessing game on the trends either.
Right. And that's actually really what I'm looking for. I'm looking to, and I guess, you know, honestly, a lot, so I mean, I had the financial stuff come up that I had to take care of,
But besides that, I mean, my hesitancy has been getting leads and starting to do work and get work without getting too much and striking that balance to where I can slowly grow and slowly adapt to having a full-time job and a side job and then make the transition
to full-time. Yeah, nobody's going to do that. Like, I've helped so many people go through this transition over the last, like, 12 years of doing this. But it's not going to happen overnight. No guy ever goes like, oh, I'm just going to leave now. You know what I mean? You progressively
right.
grow that pipeline over time. And the more jobs you do, the more you establish like this other word of mouth chain. Then you got your online word of mouth chain. You'll get like reoccurring guys and then you'll get new fresh ones coming in. Then it'll build up to the point, you know? You basically want to get yourself picked up like 3-4 months in advance with work. And sometimes it's going to fall through. Some people don't want to wait, you know? So that's why it's important to consistently be harvesting and pushing your name out there, keeping your name out there, harvesting new job opportunities. So that's
right.
Yeah. But I'm never going to tell a guy like, you know, hey, sign up with me. We'll make you rich tomorrow. It's just, it doesn't work like that, you know?
Right.
But you could definitely
right. And that's honestly not even what I want right now. Right now, what I want is to find a way to get out of my company over a period of time. That's
yeah,
what
honestly,
I want first.
Honestly, Zach, I think if we would have started back in August, if you would have gave me your trust and like left the home advisor and let us start working on it the last time we had the listing open, we would probably be having a conversation about doing that right about now.
Right.
You know,
right.
But we keep putting it off on the back burner. That's what I'm saying. It's not going to progress.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, it was, so, you know, it was a scary thing thinking about, you know, money coming out every month and having the, you know, making sure that I'm making enough money to cover that coming out every month on top of the other expenses I have every month for my business.
Well, yeah, so business advice, I give this to everybody. It's like, don't sign contracts, especially as a new business. Like, that was what I was trying to tell you with the home advisor thing. It was like, get out of it before you get too deep into it. And it's like, okay, your hands are tied. Because that's kind of how they get you. It's like, marry me on the first date. It's like, you know, no.
Right.
You go month to month and see how it goes. And that's how it is. You're not committing today when you sign up with us to 3, 6, 12 months. You're going, hey, I'm going to try you guys out for a month, see how it goes at the end of the month. If I want to keep going, I'll keep going. If not, we'll go our separate ways, right? And our job is to
right.
make sure that when that next bill comes around, you're like, okay, you know, let's keep going.
Right.
That's our whole role with Google. It's just quality assurance. They've developed the best product in the world for business owners. It's just a matter of making sure it's working properly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if that, you know, if the commitment isn't, you know, if there's no like contract that I'm signed up for, you know, a year or, you know, if that's the case, I mean, I don't see the harm in that. I don't see the harm in trying it. It sounds like you guys have it pretty much down. And I've liked you from the first conversation we had. I mean, I've liked the way you guys do things, or at least the way you say you do things. I haven't seen it yet, but
well, I sent you our reviews too. I mean, there's thousands of people.
Right.
20 years. Yeah, we're not a new company or, you know, experimental company. We're a Google partner business. We're, you know, 450 people deep here. So I'm not the only guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe you. I'm just saying I just haven't experienced it firsthand yet, so, you know, I did get a good feeling from the first time we talked, and like I said, I've had 100 of these calls since we've talked, and you are the only one that saved in my phone, so.
Nice. Thank you. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
that's a good
now,
question.
It's, some of those were just obvious, like, I'm not doing that, but, you know. Yeah, but yeah, if you call me from India, I'm probably not going to try to get you to set up my business, you know? But yeah. Anyway.
I've heard some crazy things through our analytics tracking system where guys tell me like, oh, I get crazy calls all the time, you know? And then we go into this tracking system. We could hear people calling, like, often his number. We're able to block those numbers for you guys. But it's just crazy. I've heard some wild stuff. Some wild stuff. Like, and then
right.
we track the IP addresses, and they're, like, over in India and random places. We found one that we believed was traced back to North Korea one time. It was nuts. We were like, what? Didn't even know they had internet over there.
Right.
It's wild. But,
yeah, that's...
Oh,
anyway,
sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So there are different packages, right? So when we talked earlier, I was quoting you $199. Previously, we quoted you $249 for that package, but that package is like our essential with just the website focused on the Google placement and the directory submissions that come with it. We do have a platinum package service, which you don't have to opt into it, but I would recommend because it does have Facebook ads. And I don't know if you've ever seen Facebook ads or considered it, but Facebook ads does pretty well. I would say of our clients that use the platinum, they probably harvest about 15 to 20% of their clients through the Facebook ad campaign. So just something to consider, but there's a $100 difference there. That's the thing. So, I mean, you could be paying $199 or you could be paying $299. Either way, I'm saving you a ton of money because, you know, the $199 package, I sent you the pricing page. It's advertised at $499 on our website. I had already cut it in half last time. I quoted you $249 last time we talked.
Right.
$499 package. I offered you that one $199. And then the one that's $599 is what you'd be getting for just $299 if you want to go that route with the Facebook ads. And then same thing month to month, waiving the setup fees. So it's really if
right.
you want to with Facebook or not, that's going to dictate whether you're paying $199 or $299 month to month.
I don't even know that I believe that I would probably get some business from Facebook.
It's professionally,
but the type of
you're not doing it. It's actually like we have a Meta rep that will be assigned to you that'll actually host and run those ads for you, set it all up. So it's hands.
Gotcha.
It's just we're just using those tools to harvest the leads. At the end of the day, we just want to get the leads from it. We don't have
gotcha.
To jump on there and post on Facebook or, you know what I mean? Get on a computer, get all into it.
Gotcha. Sorry, I'm getting blown up through text.
Sending stuff over as we were talking.
No, there's another, I have somebody else texting me too. I had a meeting, I forgot, that I was supposed to be at 6.
Oh, crap.
It's all good. The Facebook thing, I think I would probably wait on that.
Okay.
Just simply because I feel like Facebook is going to draw in more residential than commercial.
I agree.
So
that's actually a good point. And you were just telling me you want to focus on commercial.
Right.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, it's not that I won't take any residential, but I'm trying to get away from residential.
Also, just throwing that out there too, just to kind of maximize our options on bringing in leads for you. You know, the more options
right.
you have, the more likely it is to turn into a long-term thing between us. But, at the same time, Facebook's not exclusive like Google. So, you know, you could always call us later on and say, hey, let's launch some Facebook ads, and we could add that to the service if it's something you want.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And I'm sure y'all have some other packages and things that I could get into as well as I grow.
Yeah, Google Ads, Google Guarantee, because we're partnered with Google, so they have those. And, you know, this listing is going to cover up to 40 miles, but, you know, when you do, like, Google Ads and Google Guarantee, that's more if you told me, like, I hired some guys and we want to pick it up a little bit, and, you know, we'll start targeting other areas. The more ground you cover, the more opportunities you're going to get. So that's when we'll be
right.
Ads and things like that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean...
Or anytime soon.
I'm okay with what we're talking about.
All right, let me create your account, Zach. What's your last name?
It's Culbertson.
C-O-L-B-E-R-T-S-O-N?
It's C-U.
Oh, B-U. Oh, okay.
No, C is in cat, U is in underwear.
Oh, gotcha. Culbertson. But the rest of it was
yeah.
right. C-U-L-B-E-R.
Yep.
Okay. T-S-O-N.
Right. Yep.
Right. Zach, short for Zachary, right?
Yes. Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y.
Traditional spelling. Okay. And then the business email address where I can send you everything in writing and the receipt and your tracking system info.
It's going to be ZAC at ZACservices.com.
Okay, and then this phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
That's correct.
Okay. So it's 214-397-9578.
Correct.
And then just to confirm, the 1418 West Pipeline Road, it says number 147. Is that still accurate?
Yes. And just so you're aware, I don't know how all of this works, but that is literally a UPS box.
Okay, no. Yeah, we need a street address, and I'll just hide the street address. It's just for us to send my postcard.
Okay. So you need, like, my home address, or that address is okay?
No, the P.O. box won't work.
It's not actually a P.O. box when it's through UPS.
No.
It's actually an address. It's kind of a loophole. So if you go to the post office, you get a P.O. box, but if you go through UPS, you actually get an address.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to
do
is...
So it'll go through differently.
I'm just going to put attention on this address for first here that you have with the 147, and I'll put so they'll send it. If it bounces back, we're just going to do a phone verification, or it's going to be a video verification. So they'll do like a
okay.
video phone call with the Google rep on the line, and we'll verify it over the phone if we're having an issue with it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you want me to leave this address displayed, or do you want me to hide it on your Google business profile?
Let's hide it, because if they look it up, they're going to see a UPS store, and they're going to be like, what the fuck is this, you know?
Yeah, that's usually why the pins don't go through, too, but we could try it, you know, sometimes it'll just be in there. It's just a little letter. You can look up, like, Google verification letter and hit images, so you know what it looks like. It's just a little postcard, you know? I'll have your business name
yeah.
on it, a little number on the back, but the main thing is just getting that number, but we do have situations like that where... You know, guys don't have a street address, or, you know, they're usually doing business from home, and then they have to video verify. We just do it over the phone with them. So I'm just going to go ahead and put
right.
the notes here to have that step ready, so that way it's not like, we got to wait, you know, three to five days to get you a meeting with the Google rep across the street.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that'll work. And it should go through. I think it will, but like I said...
You know, they tell us, like, if you catch that, just ask for a different one. You know, that's why I went straight to asking for the other one.
Right, right.
All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I think it was a little delay.
No, you're good. You're good.
All right. And
I have terrible service at my house, so.
Yeah, I could tell there's, like, a little delay in the line.
Right.
Not a bad one, though. Okay, how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
So as it stands right now, I'm literally doing Saturdays and Sundays.
Wow.
Right now.
Okay. What about even just like phone calls? Like if they're just want to talk to you about a potential job?
I can take phone calls pretty much, you know, whenever. I can take the phone calls through the week.
Okay. I'm going to kind of leave it open, too, because what will happen is if they call you and then you don't answer or you can't answer because you're busy,
mm-hmm.
it'll forward to your tracking system and save their information. And I'll also request the Google Voice number for you So that way it has like the tracking number on there. And then when the calls are coming through from Google, it'll tell you on your caller ID that it's like coming from your Google tracking number. So that way if you're getting blown up throughout the day, you'll know it's like, hey, this is a lead, you know? And then, you know, either forward it to voicemail, they leave a message, it'll be in your tracking system. You can still go call them back when you're ready. But at least that way it's still kind of like capturing them, you know? And then you can follow up.
Yeah.
All right. I'll leave it open though. Request Google Voice number for client. I gotcha. I've been doing this for a while, so I'm like, okay, we want to build up as many opportunities as we can without you getting sidetracked or distracted from your day job in the meantime.
Right, right.
If I put that closed or those weird hours on there where it's like, okay, you know, then they see closed and it's, you know, you don't even get the call in the first place.
Yeah, no, I understand. And that's why I've been real hesitant about doing any of this stuff, because I was like, I don't know how that'll work.
Yeah.
Because I schedule all my jobs on Saturdays, you know?
Yeah, no, you just got to get a professional on it, man. I'm telling you, 20 years experience, we've got to work around for just about everything, you know?
Right.
I think that's a big problem with a lot of people, where they don't even start a business because they just get so hung up on all the stone walls. You know, like, oh, I'm going to get stuck here, I'm going to get stuck here. And they just don't even start, you know. But it's like, you communicate, you know, we figured these problems out already. All my buddies are business owners, so it's like, I could pretty much get something going overnight if I really want to do it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Solution everywhere. All right. Open Avail. And then they're going to offer you the Google Voice number when we get your domain name. That way we can set all of it up at once for your website. And then for that client interview, tomorrow I have slots available Central Standard Time, anytime between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. What works best for you?
You said 6 p.m.?
Yeah, the latest one is actually between 5 and 6. Like 6 p.m.
Between 5 and 6, your time, right?
No, that's Central Time.
You said Central Standard.
Yeah.
Let's do the between 5 and 6, because that's when I get off, and I'll make sure I'm off at that point.
Okay. A little client interview, local splash. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'm going to set up an automated text message reminder for you 1 hour
before. Awesome.
If anything pops up or you can't make it, just let me know. Okay? You can always text me. Okay. That number I've been texting on too.
Okay.
But yeah, we want to make sure we get this knocked out, especially before the weekend. You know, I have guys say, oh, can you call me tomorrow? Can you call me tomorrow? I'm like, man, you just paid us. We're wasting 2 days.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm trying to get you some stuff going before the next bill rolls around. All right. Save. Okay. All right, I got the client interview set up there. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, Zach, how did you want to do that?
It'll be a debit card.
Okay. Now, does this have your name or does it have the business name on it too?
Both.
Okay. Let me go ahead and add Zach Services.
Let me see. I don't know if it's got my – that's my DBA. I don't know if it has my full – business.
Either way, I mean, I want to put it under this because it's the business that we're going to be promoting anyway. You'll still be able to write it off as a business expense. I just want to make sure that it's actually got like one of them on there, so your CPA can add it, and you just get it back that way.
It's got Zachary D. D as in David Culbertson on it. And then it's got Zach's ZAC apostrophe S Services LLC.
Oh, LLC. Do you want the business displayed as an LLC as well?
I mean, what do you think? Does that...
Looks more professional.
It does? Okay.
Yeah, it looks more professional.
The whole reason I did the DBA is to try to avoid any issues with the company I currently work at. Because my actual company name is Zach's Dock and/or Services LLC. So I did the DBA as just Zach Services or Zach Services.
Well, when you go full-time with it, we could switch over to the actual name or like the main name. That way you're not really worried about that. But we'll have to go through the verification process again when we switch the name. But should be pretty easy. Gotcha. You won't lose reviews or anything. They'll just want to go through, like, the mailing the letter and then verifying.
Okay.
Okay, and then, okay. And the billing address is the same as the street address for the PIN verification?
Actually, the billing address is actually going to be my home address.
Okay, what's the billing address for the card?
It's 513 Lowry, Lowery, Oaks Trail.
Okay. And
then that's 76120.
Is that also in hers?
No, that's in Fort Worth.
Oh, Fort Worth. Love the DSW.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right around everything.
Great place for business right there.
It is.
Yeah, they clean up real well.
Yeah. Yeah, there's money to be made around here for sure.
Yeah, I feel like DSW's been doing, like, construction. It's been, like, one of the number one places in the country for construction for the last, like, 8 years consecutively.
Yeah. Well, I have like, 8 friends that have left my company specifically to start their own business, and typically their biggest problem, usually they're worried about getting customers is their biggest fear, and within a couple months, their biggest problem is not being able to find enough people and having too many customers.
Yeah, that's the most common problem that we have, actually. It's the overflow, not the underflow.
But the good thing about that is I also have a network of people that own their own business, those 8 people that left, that can help me with overflow.
You ever heard of Lawnsmith Roofing?
I feel like I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's like a 50-year-old roofing business, but the owners are super old. They do this. Like, they work with us in Fort Worth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they've been in business for 50 years, but he's like one of the first clients I ever signed up like 12 years ago. Super old.
Really? Yeah. I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah.
They're huge. Yeah, but he's like one of those guys I tell people about. Like, oh, I have a guy, he's like almost 90 and he does Google advertising, but he doesn't actually like go out on the jobs or anything, you know? He just has a bunch
right.
of room. Doesn't really take
And money. Ideally that's kind of really where I'm going to want to be at some point, is where I'm not even really having to go out and do the jobs.
Yeah. If you get people that you could trust, you get a manager or a guy that can go over oversee operations or a couple of them, you know, it's really
right.
It's a great position to be in. Even if you don't take on the clients, just to get the call and establish some kind of agreement with the homeowner, hey, I'll get somebody out there to help you tomorrow, send it over to another guy, and then do like what Home Advisor but Angie's doing. Just don't sell it to 5 people. Just give it to him and say, hey, I'll take a percentage of it, or give me $200,
right.
you know. It's like, okay, you know, they go out there.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a good route. It'll pay for itself just that way, just answering the phone, you know. But I make it work for him is what I was saying. You know, when I first started out, he was a little younger. Now he's really out of it. But, you know, like, he wasn't jumping on the computer at all. It's just answer your phone,
right.
make sure your guys are doing a good job, and everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So I have the 513 Lowry Oaks Trail, Fort Worth, Texas, 76120, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
It is going to be, hold on.
Four two five nine.
Well, hold on just a second. Actually, I forgot to ask this. So are we going to review, so before you take payment, are we going to review this paperwork and things like that, or?
So when I process it right now, it's going to automatically send it to you while I have you on the line.
Gotcha.
And we can go through it. It just auto-generates it.
Okay, so is it like a, so the stuff that you sent me already, is that stuff that is like, you were talking about signing somewhat of a contract, like a month-to-month thing, right?
It's just a written terms and conditions. So it's a full outline of the agreement and everything we're doing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy.
Gotcha. Okay. And so is there a way to review that before making the payment, or?
It automatically generates it. Just trust me, Zach, it's month to month. You're not signing any kind of contract. I'm going to be on the line with you right now. We go over it. You change your mind, I'll reverse the transaction.
Okay. All right. So, 4259.
4259.
0900.
0900.
1843.
1843. 3442. 3442. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0827.
0827. And then 3-digit code on the back.
897.
897. Okay. All right. Give me one second. I'm going to get you everything in writing right now.
Okay.
Just got to adjust this because it's a pro package. To get you this call tracking number and the website included. Okay, I have to get past this, that portion, like the billing portion, to get to assigning your package. So I've just kind of been writing it down. Now I'm actually able to structure the package, and then when it processes, it'll auto-generate the document and send it to you.
Gotcha.
Automations makes our life a lot easier. Then we don't have to actually type out a full agreement for every single person. Yeah, that'd take forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm processing the first month's payment now, and then three texts will come through: the outline of the agreement, and then there's a Google verification form, or it'll prompt you to go to your email to fill out your Google verification form, and then there's the username and password for your tracking system is auto-generated. If you don't like the username and password, it's usually like your phone number and a made-up one. You can log into it and change it. And it'll automatically take you there after you sign your agreement. And then the outline of your service agreement is saved in the settings tab of your tracking system too, so you could always reference that. You're always getting that pro package, $199 month to month, as long as you're with us.
Okay, awesome.
You keep that on file too. All right, but let me know when these texts come through because it's telling me that it processed your payment already.
Okay.
Yeah, initial invoice in.
All right, that's starting to come through.
That's why I'm like, all right. You had a bad experience, but this will be your last stop, I promise.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
I know. I'm like that too, though, you know. I'm one of those guys, like, I don't let people sell me. I hate being sold. I'm like, just shut up.
Right.
I had a guy at the gym the other day. I work out at Equinox, and he was like, oh, we need a second card on file. And I was like, what? You know? Like, what do you mean? Like, there's already a card on there. You guys already take money out. And he's like, yeah, we need another one. And I mean, I don't want to be racist. This is a black kid. I'm like, you look a little fishy. And so I'm just like, nah, dude, I don't have another one.
That's the only one I got. So.
Yeah, dude, like, it's already in the system long before you ever got here. Like, I never seen the kid before. Now all of a sudden they want another card. He's like, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that either.
Well, it's probably like one of their processes that they told, you know, but I just like, nah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I get it though. I've always got my guard up.
Okay, so I've actually had to learn to have my guard up more
home advisor.
Since I've started my business because I'm not used to how easily you can get fucked over.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it is 2025, so you're, like, way more protected than you think. Like, you ever go to your bank and just say, hey, can you stop all transactions from this company? It's, like, it's done, you know? They have apps now that you can download and just, like, cancel subscription. You can go to your tracking system in here and just cancel our subscription. You know what I mean? Like, you're super protected.
Right.
You report people, then it goes into this, like, fraud report. Like, we'd rather give you your money back than to get a bad review or to go to a fraud report, you know? It just looks bad on us.
Yeah.
Stop us from being able to do business later. So
now I've gotten, I got local splash, I got your contact info, then I got another email or text that goes to the terms, and then I just got another one that says local splash, welcome, here are your credentials.
The terms one has the link.